like.
Oh.
And they got Selena on the track, yo, fam.
Oh.
How you feel about that?
Oh, they mad, bro.
Think it's not gonna be whack, yo, fam.
It's not.
It's gonna be a slap.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, beat's gonna clap, yo, fam.
Yo, fam.
Hit him with the bass.
Yeah.
Pink in your area and face.
Hey!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's lit.
Yo,
it's lit.
Yo, so we just gonna go off with the controversies on the beginning, huh? Like,
yeah,
in the intro.
I didn't even expect it. Yeah, I didn't even
I mean, it's a freestyle. It's
Yeah. I did do that.
Everybody want to know, man. A lot of people.
The news just came out today.
A lot of people was hitting me up like, "Hey, Brish, you was hyping me up for this person, and then this person got announced." I'm just like, "Look, man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna just say this. And I'm gonna leave it at that."
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm gonna let Desi take over, and I want to get his opinion on it. I can't say my whole opinion because I literally cannot say anything about it. But I'm just gonna say. You know, I'm not because, you know, somebody's going to clip what I say and it's going to be like a whole thing.
Yeah,
so, look, it is what it is. Selena Gomez is on the track.
Yes, sir.
I cannot wait to hear it. Maybe in a future podcast.
Taki Taki Rumba. She did her thing on that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
She did her thing. I like a song she got called Boyfriend.
Selena, right?
Yeah, it's tight. And she's
you did tell me that you said you like the song that she
got. She's adorable. I'm not a Selena Gomez fan at all. Like,
I'm more of Ariana fan than Selena.
I'm gonna keep it, bro. I know more Taylor Swift songs than like,
both of them.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just because like when Taylor Swift first came out, I was like, bro, this girl is cute as hell. And she's like pure. It's like when you first heard of Tim Tebow or some shit. You're like, wow, you just don't.
We just gonna bring up Tim Tebow?
That's what we're going
to do. Yeah, I know. All right, man. That's your comparison,
Swift,
brother.
Taylor Swift is a woman of the culture.
Okay.
She did a song with Kendrick Lamar, and that shit was going crazy.
She did do a song with Kendrick.
You and me, we got bad blood.
Oh, yeah. You seen the video?
Yeah, bro.
Where it's all futuristic and stuff?
She is dope, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. How did we get on Taylor Swift? Oh, yeah.
So Taylor Swifties are supporting this Selena Gomez Blackpink
good
collaboration.
Good.
It's like a trifecta fan.
The more support, the better.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'm excited.
I know a lot of people out there, though, Desi. I know a lot of people out there expected something a little bit different.
We all expected
different, a different artist. But I think
Ari Pink is what we.
Yeah. I mean, I will say this. I can't even say nothing. Look, man, future podcast.
Say too much. Yeah,
I'll talk about it and in length. But right now, I cannot say too much, guys. And I know you guys have been hitting me up on Twitter for answers, but I just can't right now.
Yes.
But Desi, your opinion on it. You can talk about
this. This is what threw me off here. I'm going to tell you straight up 100.
100?
I got to keep it 100.
Okay.
100. Okay. We've been seeing Blackpink showing hella love to K-pop, like BTS and especially Blackpink. She's photoshopped herself in photos. Mm-hmm. Blackpink's had pictures taken with Ariana Grande's produce, the dude who made Seven Rings, all the latest bops from Ariana Grande. Mm. And we've seen her just show love. The Grammys taking pictures with BTS, all facts, kinds. There was facts. Hints almost. We figured there were hints at them working together and stuff like that. Since Blackpink is now signed to an American label and they have an American push.
Right.
And then Selena Gomez, on the other hand, I never knew she even knew anything about K-pop. I never seen a poster. Mm. I might have missed it if it did happen, but I seen Khalid, Ariana Grande, and mainly the main two I think of, like a Western artist showing love to K-pop, is Khalid, Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And that's
so like, for me, not saying too much on my side of or what I know or anything, just from research.
Yeah.
Sorry. I do know that Ariana really messes with K-pop. Like, she really loves K-pop, and she I know that. You know what I mean? And so I think the answer to what you're talking about is that, you know, Blackpink and Selena Gomez is on the same label. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, I mean, that's where it makes sense at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Business
side. There we go. It's the business of it. You know what I mean? They're both on the same label, Interscope, and, you know, it is what it is.
We'll have to wait on the Ariana Grande.
In the future, hopefully one day, you know, one day it pop off or anything like that, you know, but look, I'm excited for the track.
I'm excited.
I mean, I'm super excited. I cannot wait to hear this version. Like, it's going to be dope.
Yeah, we've been getting little blinks. You know, y'all been on y'all detective thing.
Man, you guys,
as soon as they posted,
oh my god!
As soon as Blackpink members posted, it's before the teaser and everything. As soon as Jennie and Lisa posted pictures with ice cream cones, people was like, "What's this mean? Mm-hmm. This is something that has to do with the future, the music, something like that."
How do you know stuff like that? I have no idea.
Every time it's like when
you guys are really good.
Like when BTS has like hints and stuff like the Dynamite thing right now. Mm-hmm. People are hinting at stuff, and I'm like, retro. I don't even have the colors because the colors in the font, like they be.
It goes deep, bro. Yeah, it goes font and the spaces between the font and the hue of the colors.
They use size 12.
Yeah, this was Dynamite. A reference to the 1970s and it was actor. I'm like, what the hell? None of that is true, by the way. I'm just spitting off. Yeah. But that's how it be sometimes with like when you guys are being detectives and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
There's been times where we've gotten clowned. I mean, it wasn't me. I've seen Army predict something that they thought was going to, like with Idol, the comeback. They were like, Jimin said, I suffer everywhere that I go. This track will be about suffering and them making it as an idol.
So there's a lot of clown.
Yeah. And then Idol dropped and there was like, he said, I'm so fine wherever I go.
Yeah. And then there was another countdown. Everybody just thought, everybody and mama knew what it was about. And then I guess the countdown happened and then it was... it was not what you guys said it was. So, you know, and that's why I always wait for just the official release, man. Like, I mean, it's fun to always speculate and, you know, look at other people who's always talking about stuff. You know, and then sometimes even me, like, you know, it's at the point that we know we're privy to some of this stuff before they come out and things like that. But, sometimes y'all just got to just wait, man.
Yeah.
Like me, sometimes I just got to wait until it comes out and enjoy when it comes out. I don't be going into, like, the whole... You know, I mean, sometimes if they want us to, you know, if it's intended for us to like go and discover these things, then, you know, it's cool. Like BTS's universe and things like that. But, that you know, the whole, you know, like Blackpink's new song stuff, like, you know, I guess but this is my thing though. Mm-hmm. They kind of intended for that to happen because why would you put a question mark on the feature?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you know,
that's how I figured it wasn't Ariana Grande, because I was like, if it's Ariana Grande,
they would have just put Ariana Grande,
because it would have made sense. They've been showing each other love,
like, why wouldn't it be Ariana Grande?
Build the hype, get the record numbers, goals, and stuff like that set up and everything, and then boom. But this, they still built anticipation and hype, but it's like once it got announced, everybody was like, oh, okay, it was a half and half. Like, half people excited, half people like, yo, I thought it was gonna be this, and then it's like, I mean, you just gotta be excited.
I'm excited. What I am not excited for, that I'm just sad that it's not an MV. It's a, I'm assuming, right? Like, I think it's just a Spotify joint.
Yeah, they said pre-save on Spotify and get ready. And then it's dropping at like 1 p.m.
I believe Korean it's Pacific time. It's 9 p.m.
Yeah.
If you're in the East Coast, like closer to New York, it would be midnight.
Yeah.
And then 1 a.m. Korea time? I think
something like that.
Yeah, I think those are the times.
So they're going full American with the as far as time zones and drops and all that type of stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's really full American, period, because you know K-pop, when a big song drops, it's an MV.
This is a and I think that's why it doesn't have an MV. I'm not sure, right? But like I said, I think I've said this before, but it's not like a YG push. This specific song is an Interscope push.
Yeah, this is Interscope.
This is an American release. That's why it's not Interscope releasing push. At 2 a.m. Pacific time. Usually that's what it is for us, 2 a.m., right? Yeah. And it's releasing at 9 p.m., you know, Pacific time. So
that's why I think this is gonna change the scope of how K-pop and Korean artists are viewed.
I think it's changing every day.
Yeah, because if this Blackpink song is even 75% English, it's going on the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, yeah. BTS, isn't there like a big controversy about that, though?
Yeah,
because they say like only BTS charts when they're with American artists. Like as far as radio goes, like when it comes to like BTS being played on the radio, the only songs that get on the radio are the ones that they have featured like American artists.
That's like the narrative that Twitter likes to push. But everybody listening right now, you and me included, we all remember when they was playing Fake Love on the radio for like 10 seconds. Like, it happened real quick. They played it for like a couple, maybe
a quick second.
Yeah, quick, a couple weeks or so or whatever. Right. They probably were just trying to test it out or whatever. And then I think that was even before BTS signed to Columbia or whatever. Now, BTS is about to make their push for their first American record. It is going to get on the Billboard Hot 100 inevitably. It will be in the top 10.
So let me ask you this. No, because I'm with you. I'm with you. 100%. Do you think that the reason BTS cannot stay on the radio, like they chart, they break records, they get all the accolades, trophies, all the ceremonies, flowers, you know, mm-hmm. there is out there, right? But when it comes to just American radio, why can't they just stay there? Do you think it's because that they do not have a song in English?
Yeah.
Okay.
When BTS, this is what's gonna happen. BTS is gonna drop the English song, One Direction.
Or I should say full English. One Direction.
Full One Direction. Mm-hmm. They gonna, it's like when One Direction dropped. Okay. It's gonna be like bananas.
Yeah.
Like the kid, girls, adults, men, women, children, unicorn, bears, lions, tigers. Oh mm-hmm. my, everybody is gonna be freaking out because it finally, it's the one thing. BTS has done everything. Mm-hmm. They have mastered airbending, firebending, waterbending, metal bending.
Yeah.
They went to the Grammys.
They are the avatars.
They didn't spoke at the United Nations. Yeah. Like they have done everything.
That's what I'm saying. Everything, but why? It's just the radio aspect is like it's really hard for them to
stay.
They
have to have
an
English song because it's not. They can't just play a BTS Korean song and then everybody's gonna be able to relate to it. Right. Non-K-pop fans have to be like, oh, turn that up. And when it's I already know.
I'm gonna ask you this though. Do American song, like do a Justin Bieber song, does it chart in Korea per se and stay on the radio? I would think not.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
So. I feel like it, like.
I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'm just
like
imagining.
Justin Bieber would probably get spins in Korea because he's a mainstream, like global artist or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, say, like.
I mean, BTS is global also.
Yeah, but like, it's English, like American music and English. Language music like
English
spreads the
is
furthest,
so. English is a more universal known language than Korean for sure.
It spreads the furthest, no matter you could be talking about the baby slapping people and shooting people in sex and all that kind of stuff, or you'd be talking about Taylor Swift breakup love song type vibe, or you could be The Weeknd talking about doing drugs. I can't feel my face,
right?
Nickelodeon,
and it's facts though, because bro, you can go to almost. I want to say most, but I'm saying you go to a lot of these countries, a lot of these continents, and they have some form of broken English there, right?
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, colonizers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was about to,
you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's the reason why, like, there's no, like, when you go to certain countries, there's a broken Spanish or a broken Mandarin or a broken. I mean, I'm pretty sure there is somewhere, but, like, the vast amount of the world have, like, everybody has their version of a broken English because it's just so much colonizing that was going on in the day.
So, straight up.
The English language is like, so, you know, I would imagine that.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I feel like this is what's going to, like, they've done everything but drop the English song. Mm. This is going to literally, just when you thought BTS couldn't get any bigger, they couldn't do, what else could they do? This is it.
This is it.
This is the next
thing. I think the last podcast we talked about, you know, you guys, oh my gosh, BTS, we can't never stay on the radio. We vote all the time. Why this and why that? And you know what I mean? I get it. You know what I mean? Like I want the best for the boys too. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like you guys have to compromise. There has to be a compromise. I mean, I know you guys hate the fact of BTS doing an English song. I know you guys hate the fact that you feel like they're bowing down to some higher power or something like that, which they are doing none of these things. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just what it is. Like if it's going to be on an American radio show and you guys want it so bad, there has to be a compromise and BTS has to do an English song for it to stay on the radio.
Yep.
And that's just point blank. I know it hurt. I know it's not fair. Mm. It is what it is. I don't know what else you want me to.
It's gonna be one of those things because a lot of fans are just solely fan. Like they're so just engulfed in the love that they have for them that they don't.
Yeah.
They're not even. It's not even that they don't care to understand. They're not thinking about like that.
I wish
the
it
business
wasn't,
side
of
things.
I would, like, and that's the thing. Like you feel me? Like I think we know so much more of the business side now.
Yeah.
That it sounds like we come off as like. You don't support the boys, but it's not. It's just I know the business side of it now.
Yeah,
like,
they're
just not going to let them have a full Korean song on the radio and have it stay there. You know what I mean? Like they're not going to do that. You know what I mean?
It doesn't happen.
It just if you really want them to go, it is what it is, man. There's a lot of shit that's not fair in the world, but that's one of them.
There needs to be English. Osuna does more numbers than any K-pop group combined. Yeah. He has tons of videos with 1 billion views. Taki Taki would have not been as big or would have not been on the radio as much as it was
right.
if Cardi B and Selena Gomez went right. on there speaking English. He did the hook. The hook's fire.
And let's not get it twisted. Like, it's not just, and I don't want to make like radio is racist or anything. Mm-hmm. There are African songs that are not on there. There are Spanish songs that are not on the radio because it's not full English. Or
Afrobeat and dancehall going crazy.
Those are some
right
of the biggest like, songs right now is Latin. And they're not on our most popular radio shows right now because it is what it is. But I mean, they is it Camila's or the Becky G's and
they sprinkle it in. Bad Bunny.
That's the thing. You kind of got to sprinkle in a little bit of the Spanish or a little bit of the Korean, but then it has to be majority English for it to stay on radio.
You got to do the
can't be a full thing.
You got to do like the Pitbull, Nina Sky, Wayne Wonder. It has to be sprinkled. You can have your whole culture engulfed in it, but you got to sprinkle some English in there for it to be relatable, because that thing that us K-pop fans hate that other like Americans say is like, it's not in my language, so I can't, you know, that's bullshit. We all know that music has no,
it's universal, fam. Y'all gotta stop with that.
But here, big business wise, it's like big business. They have to. That's why I was.
But that is like the only avenue.
Yeah.
Like where it's like hard for foreign artists to get, just stay on the freaking radio. If they just do pure Korean or whatever their country they're from.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's really hard.
It's always, that's why out here, like, you got, everybody wants a K-pop group to do this, wants a K-pop group to do that. They have a Latin Billboard Awards. Yeah. They have a Latin Grammys.
Yeah.
It's just Latin artists.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
And it's the same thing.
They just
thing.
Got their own thing. Yeah. And that's just their own. It's like they have Mama in Korea and they have all those award shows. Right. Wiz Khalifa, one American artist will go and perform that year or whatever. But BTS has gotten so big.
Yeah, in your country. You know, exactly. That's a very good point.
They've gotten to the point to where they've gotten like Wiz Khalifa so big, he can't just be out here doing, he got to go to Korea and do their award show.
Right.
BTS has gotten so big.
So big.
They got to try and, you know, do the English song real quick. It's not going to hurt nothing.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, but a lot of fans feel like they shouldn't do that. But I'm like, you're really, if you don't support that song because it's in English, like you're really doing a disservice to BTS and Big Hit by not supporting that song because it's in English. I just don't get the whole drama behind that.
There's been a lot of weird drama. Like lately, people were disrespecting MNEC, like bad. Over
what happened with MNEC?
I forget what song he did.
Oh, MNET or
MNEC? MNEC. He's the artist. He did that song with RM on Mono.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he did that, and he also was
shout
on that.
Shout out to Mono, man.
Yeah, Mono, man. And then he did. He was on Zara Larsson's song, "Never Forget You." That one, and then Zara Larsson, she dropped one of the best K-pop English collaborations ever. Her and J Hope with that Brand New Day. That's my. that's that summer.
You know they got a whole on Spotify. They have a whole list of like. Collaborations like Korean collaboration songs, like there's a whole genre for that.
Oh, that's
where it's
dope.
Just Korean idols with American artists. Song has an American artist on it.
That is dope, Spotify. Bro. Yeah, but they were getting mad at MNEC about the More and More song, but fans were saying it doesn't sound like Twice. Which, like, guess what? Twice is also signed to a American label.
Yeah,
that most song of these has done big so idols, much for Twice. Where it's like that song did more for Twice than fans will ever give them credit for. That's called versatility.
Yeah,
that's a title track that doesn't sound like the typical Twice song, which will make people be like, "Oh, it doesn't sound like me like he like to Americans." That sound to Americans is like they don't know
that
they don't
is
know
not
how to appreciate
the sound.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You like and who and I'm tired of that argument too. This doesn't sound like them. Like they're artists. Like it's they. All right, look. No, but to a point, you do have agree because, you know, you're actually choosing these songs and stuff like that. But, like, if an artist actually put their own pen and paper to something and you're saying they don't sound like them, like, how they wrote the song.
That's what's the new thing. Like, it's either it sounds too repetitive, like DaBaby, and they hate it, or when it sounds too, it doesn't sound like them, like Drake, every song's different, then they hate it still. Or it's
like oh, this doesn't sound like the last thing. Like, what you mean you won't?
It's like, you can't be versatile and diverse or whatever. That's why I like More and More so much. I was like, I like it because it doesn't sound like what I was expecting. It doesn't sound like a typical Twice song. And it's like, the last comeback didn't either. Like, Twice, you can kind of tell with the last 2-3 comebacks. Like, Twice might be.
I ain't going to lie, bro. Like, they Japanese slappers.
Twice be
gosh, bro.
Nuts with the Japanese.
Like,
songs.
I know some of you guys on YouTube ain't seen it, but on Patreon.
Woo!
I reacted to both. Oh, my gosh. They Twice one?
Twice, CIX, BTS, 17. When they do the Japanese thing, they do the Japanese thing.
The thing.
They do the thing. 17 is happy ending Japanese. Fuego. Oh my goodness.
Bro. Oh, did I tell you about this anime I'm watching right now called The God of High School?
High School, yeah.
And CIX did the outro for it.
I still gotta watch that.
It's so dope. Let me see if I can find it. The God of Actually, I think if you just go to CIX's thing. Because I think it's like one of their big songs right now. I was just listening. I'm just like, this sounds like K-pop. Well, let me give you the premise. It's called The God of High School, and his high schoolers are really good at fighting. Because you know I love my action, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, but I'm looking at the intro. I'm like, yo, this is based in Korea. Like, it's an anime, right? But the story is based in Korea, right? They fight at this big stadium. There's a fighting stadium. Yeah, and they're going to... But then I'm listening to the outro, and then I'm just like, yo, this is real K-pop. Yeah. And I start hearing the voices. I'm like, where have I heard that from? And then during the outro, it shows who's singing the song. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's CIX. CIX
start freaking out. I would have
rookie group.
Yeah. I would have freaked out too.
Yeah, bro.
They're a rookie group. That's a big ass move.
Yeah.
They're also signed to American label.
Yes. All of them.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
Like, these
the song is called like, Win, bro. Like, just listen to the beginning of this and you tell me if it sounds K-pop or not. Listen to this. This is the outro.
CIX be coming with them.
This
is like, on the outro?
Huh?
This is the intro or the outro?
This is on the outro. This is on the outro. I don't want to play too much of it because...
That's tough. Attack on Titan's outro. Yes, sir.
But let me see if I get to the hook. Let me see. You'll never lose every time you ride on target.
They need to.
But they're singing in English.
Yeah, they need to go ahead and drop the English. I'm telling you, after this, crazy. After BTS and Blackpink are about, like BTS always does. Mm-hmm. You know, like, people hate when they say it. They paved the way, whatever. They're kicking down another door. Mm-hmm. They're going to kick down a whole nother door and watch how many bops start coming out.
Yeah, man. But I'm just it's a lot of people been doing the full English songs now, man.
And you know, I'm going to tell y'all right now, some of y'all might not even know this.
Mm-hmm.
CLC got the best English song right now.
Hey, what's the name of that song again?
CLC. I'll look it up. PD played it. All right, for
why
me
you look it up? Let me see if I can get to the hook.
Yeah, PD played me a couple of them.
I love that part.
Ooh. Yeah, that little run was sexy.
Bro, that shit is hard.
Tough, bro.
Every outro on the end of the episode. We watching on Patreon right now, man. Quick plug right there. If y'all want to go on Patreon real quick. But yeah, man, we watching that right now. And that outro plays that.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh, yeah, I love that part. Yeah,
they did that, bro. Yeah. I like that. CLC. CLC's English song is called I Need You Though, but CIX be dropping like some of the. You ever hear a K-pop song? You like, bro, if that was in English.
I don't think I've ever heard that song. CLC, I Need You.
Yeah, it was on their last mini album. It was like I want to say it was kind of slept on, but like that's like one of the dopest English K-pop songs.
Yo, what's up with CL, fam?
CLC.
CLC.
They've been in the cut, bro. I don't know where they've been.
Do you know what album it was on?
I want to say I found it. Me. I need you. Sound like it was going crazy.
Okay, I ain't got a little taste. Sorry, I had to skip through it like that. Copyright.
Yeah, copyright. Maybe, but that's like I feel like that'll be like a new wave. Like it'll be mandatory that a K-pop group. If this the way I see this BTS and Blackpink thing working out with this new American push, that's probably gonna be a thing in K-pop. Mm-hmm. I think something that's gonna follow up with it is gonna be like, we gotta have an English song on our album. We need to have an MV with it too. Like we damn need to have a double title track. Cause it could be I could see that happening in K-pop to where it's like a bunch of little mixes pop up, a bunch of One Directions pop up, a bunch of new B2K, our old big, the wave, because NSYNC wave, the Backstreet Boys wave could come back. And if it comes back with K-pop, I'm not saying like there's gonna be a ton of like a K-pop wave in America. There's gonna be like a few groups, like we seen what Monsta X.
So you're saying that you feel like if there's, and I think this is where we get dangerous though, Desi.
Yeah,
like this is where it's dangerous, because like let's say you saying that if they do an English song, right, and then they become like this big boy band in America now, like kind of like stop them from doing Korean songs, which I think even I think you like Korean songs more than you like English songs. I would assume, right? Like I like the Korean version of songs and I do like English songs. Unless we're talking about Wave V, where it doesn't matter whether you listen to them in Korean, Mandarin, Cantonese, English, Wave V, I don't know what they do with their voices or what it is. Oh, it don't matter what language you hear these boys speaking or singing or rapping, it just sounds amazing. So YV is YV is the exception.
Them but, and also we can never ever forget this. Red Velvet's Bad Boy English version
Red Velvet.
That could have been if they would have gave that a proper push.
But I've never seen no, you're right.
Cause it's only cause Red Velvet has if you were to play that song on the radio and it was the English version of Bad Boy, people be like, who the hell was this, the new Little Mix? What is this? They'd be like, no, it's a K-pop group. People be like, what?
Yeah.
Not with that type of soul. No, it ain't. And it's over the same beats. It's the same producers from Bruno Mars. So you're familiar with the sound already. Like that would be.
No one does. I don't think anybody does English songs for their Korean idols. Yeah. As well as good as SM.
Yeah.
SM, like when it comes to the, I don't know what it is, their English songs are always superior.
Oh, yeah. That's one group too. Like NCT's version of regular, the English version. Right. I don't even want to hear the Korean version that much because they started me off with the English version. And Mark's verse was fire.
Yeah. And let's not forget Monsta X is like kings.
Monsta X
does. The kings of English songs. You know what I mean? When it comes to adapting their songs into English. Yeah. Like let's not forget the kings.
Shout out, I am for sure.
Shout out to them, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, Monsta X and I know that Red Velvet Bad Boy. I remember we were at KCON and they sang the first half of Bad Boy in Korean and then they switched it to English halfway through. And I was like, no, I have Cameron's reaction on my KCON vlog. I was like, yo, this is really, they really just did that.
Yeah.
And everybody that knows me knows how much I love Joy.
I was going to play, this is still my favorite song to this day. This is
Oh yeah, you love this dance.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's the vibe. Backyard barbecue. Yeah, they got that soul.
Come on, hey, that's Red Velvet Kingdom Come. If you have not heard that, it's like one of my favorite Red Velvet songs.
Cultured. You are cultured if you know that song, bro.
Yeah, straight up. I remember when I first got into K-pop and I heard that song, I said, "What?"
Yeah. Red Velvet is like one of the groups that they shocked the hell out of me. I was like, bro, they are like, I don't know what I was expecting them to sound like, whatever. But when I heard the amount of soul in every member's voice, I was like, no. That happened with me with Red Velvet and Mamamoo, and then Speaker. I was like,
Mamamoo.
I was like, how y'all all sound like? What did y'all just listen to 60s R&B and soul music and just train through those videos? Black and
facts,
white. It's all black and white stylistics.
Facts, just listen
to like all 60s Motown. That's all they did. They went through a Motown vinyl record book and was like, y'all listen to this and go in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was that.
All right, let's move on.
Oh, yeah.
Let's move on. Treasure. We have some predictions in the last episode. I believe it was the last episode.
Yeah.
Our predictions, you had 25 million in the first 24 hours.
Yeah,
I had 18 million.
Yep.
For a rookie debut. Yep. So
they currently stand
rookie debut. MV views in the first 24 hours was what we're talking about. And you said 25 million, and I said 18 million in the first 24 hours. Mm-hmm. We were both wrong.
Yeah, they hit seven million.
Seven or eight, or nine, or seven or eight million.
And right now, the video is at 17 million.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think going crazy is at like 30, I think. Like
this is what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Do you think that they should have debuted with Going Crazy? No, okay.
I don't want to say it was too old, but it's like they performed that like three times on Treasure Box with Train.
No. I'm saying like you've never heard Going Crazy ever, and like the song.
Oh, like they should have just saved.
Like what was the name of the song again? It was
Boy.
Yeah. So do you think they should have released Boy as a pre-release song and then debuted with Going Crazy? You've never heard it before, but they debuted with it like a week ago or a few days ago.
Oh, probably, yeah. But I can't imagine because I'm like, the treasure box.
You already heard it like so many times. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think
see, I've never watched Treasure Box, so I wouldn't know.
In my head, every time I hear Going Crazy and I hear Call Me Freaky Freaky, I think of BX. I'm like, that's when I first heard it.
I would say Boy was really, really good. Like, it was so good.
YG song.
The choreo. But it was definitely YG.
Yeah.
Because they debuted with Going Crazy, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't, like, me personally, my opinion, this is not correct, or it's not wrong either, but it's just my opinion. I like Going Crazy more than I like Boy.
I think everybody does.
Okay.
I think everybody
likes. All right, I'm not alone.
I think everybody likes Going Crazy. That's why I think YG is clever with the way they're
doing. I like Boy.
Yeah.
I just like Going Crazy more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Going Crazy hits different.
It just hits
different. Way different. There's no.
I'm going crazy. Yeah.
Boy just hits you in the stomach and you're like, oh, you got me. Going crazy, like.
What made Boy even. it spoons you, it cuddles you at night. Yeah, you know, you, make sure you're warm at night, you know, when the windows open.
It starts off with that cold snap and everything. Like, it's just smooth.
Yeah, bro.
But imagine if Boy would. I kept thinking about when I listened to Boy, like in the car and stuff like that. I was like, dang, this sounds like an Icon song, low key. It sounds like it could have been. Sounds like if Icon wasn't as old as they are, like if they weren't grown ass men,
right?
If that Boy sounds like it would have came out like a while back. Would have
been
that
thing.
But that's why I think this is cool because this is like the first step. Like this is just they got us with that. They're like the first step, chapter one. Single album. Right. Where they like they got us real good with that.
It's not an album, is it?
Or nah, a single album.
So it's really just a single. Yeah. And we just dropped this other song. What was the name of the other song?
Come to Me.
Yeah. Have you heard it yet?
Yeah, I like it more than Boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for you, it's Going Crazy. What's the name of it?
Come to Me.
Come to Me, and then you like Boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like they should have just shot a video for Come to Me, too, because that's a different.
I feel like there's a pattern here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that. Like, there's a pattern here, not just with Treasure, but. Like, even with Blackpink, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like someone always has something to say about their release track.
Yeah.
You know, it should have been this or it should have been that.
Every time. Every time.
It's really crazy. It's showing its head. I'm just not noticing that pattern, but yeah.
Yeah. One thing I did like about Treasure is I heard your boy did the choreo. Leader, Choi Hyun-suk, did the choreo. He said it was the hardest choreo, too. That he's ever done or whatever. And we seen him get down. Like, we seen him
that
get
was,
down.
That was...
Their choreo, like, their fire. Dancing... Their dancing has been, like... Mm-hmm. I already knew from way back when they did the show, I was like, these boys are seriously... When YG brought in the Japanese trainees, I was like, oh, they this group gonna have to dance. They have to. If they don't know how to dance deliciously, like YG said...
deliciously.
If you don't dance deliciously...
Is that a thing? Is that a meme?
Yeah, he was like, you have to dance deliciously. Mm. I was like, what the hell? Yeah. It's kind of weird, but I was like, yeah. Mm. They had to dance good, and then vocal-wise, and then their whole, like... They have a hand in their songwriting and stuff like that. Like Haruto and Choi Hyun-suk wrote the title track, and then Haruto, Yoshi, and Choi Hyun-suk wrote the "Come to Me," and then the boys did a choreo for Boy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they really. I had a feeling.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. I had a feeling that they might not have done as well as we predicted, and the only reason I say that is because I really. You know, felt the whole TXT thing, like as far as like,
yeah,
I was like, yo, these guys are going to go crazy. They got the biggest army behind them. And like, they debuted at a high number. I think it was like 15 million in the first 24 hours.
Yeah, TXT.
But you got to understand, that's the brother group of BTS. You get what I'm saying? So
it's a machine.
For Treasure to come out and do more than that, I was skeptical. I'm not even going to lie. And I probably did aim higher because I like Desi said 25. Let me, I don't think it's 25, but. Let me just stay around there. Yeah. But, like, I should have known, like, you know, like, Treasure debuting shouldn't have, on paper, numbers-wise, been bigger than TXT.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Nah. Because it's like, it's so different. It's so different for, like, company-wise and, like, it's just so different company-wise. Like,
it's a little different.
TXT.
But I'm glad we had the support. You know what I mean? I seen everybody. I don't even think they have a fandom name.
Treasure Makers.
Treasure Makers, that's right. Yeah, I am tripping. Yeah.
That's why I think that was what's so interesting about it was because even Treasure Makers hit me up and they're like, I don't even know if they're gonna do that big. We've been waiting 2-3 years. Like it's already, they've already taken hella long. There's been, it was supposed to be Treasure and Magnum, and then it was just Treasure. And
wait. Back up. You just gonna say that name was about to be Magnum?
There's gonna be two groups, like EXO,
Treasure and Magnum.
Yeah, you know how EXO had XOK, XOM. It was gonna be Treasure. Uh-huh. It was gonna be Treasure, and that was gonna be the Korean members in Magnum.
Didn't it start off Treasure 13?
Yeah, it was gonna be Treasure 13. That's like the name of the whole group, and then it was gonna be split in two.
So they were doing the NCT thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, where it's like Treasure is the Korean members, and then Magnum Japanese members, and Treasure 13 is everybody.
Oh,
that's how it was supposed to be.
And that's why so many members.
Yeah, and then a couple left, and they're like just Treasure. Yeah, they're like this is gonna be Treasure, and this is gonna be it. But at the same time, that happened. YG turmoil, and then we waited literally forever. People were scared it was gonna be another Mix 9 situations where it's like you just had the whole show, this group is supposed to debut, and then nothing. Yeah. YG's nothing. Mix 9 would have been wild. Troy Hunsuck was gonna be in Mix 9 too. Hongjoon was on Mix 9.
Oh shit.
Yeah, Mingi.
My guy.
Yeah, Hongjoon was on Mix 9. Not Mingi. I wanna say two other members too from ATs were on Mix 9. Like,
wow.
It would have been wild.
I always say this, man. I love Desi's knowledge, man. I can hear Desi just talk all day. And I know y'all agree with me when you listen. Like, Desi just like the way you just present your information, I just be like,
yeah. Nah, that's like a trip. Yeah. I literally cannot imagine Hongjoon being in any other group.
Yeah.
Like ever. Then
yeah. Nah, that's like the perfect
that group place. Is,
yeah.
Yeah, that group is perfect how that it lineup is so excellent. Yeah. You seen the video where was it San, I think? And on the Hello 82 for ATs, where he got in the old man makeup and costume.
And he started dancing?
Yeah, bro. I just seen that for the first time, like, last week. I was like, he should be an actor.
Dog, I'm telling you, bro. They are just, like, talented across the board when it comes to that.
They're amazing.
Just backtracking a little bit, we brought up ITZY, man.
Yeah.
ITZY is the number one rookie group of all time to debut in the first 24 hours with, I believe, 17.1 million, I think,
powerful
or something like that.
Queens.
Yeah,
powerful
so,
queens.
They just dropped a new teaser.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard the teaser?
I didn't.
You're a fool. Bro, I think this is about to be like one of the biggest girl group songs this year.
Oh, yeah.
God damn, this teaser tore me apart, bro.
ITZY is like very, very proud. You know what's the craziest thing about ITZY?
What's up?
They haven't even shown their full potential. Like Leah.
No, oh, yeah. Oh, Leah they're just starting. Yeah.
Leah from ITZY, one of the best singing voices in K-pop right now. And nobody knows because she doesn't even, their style of music.
I don't even know that.
Yeah, their style of music. Like, there's a little YouTube video of her, like, singing. Like, she got a big old, I didn't even know. Yeah. Like, that came out of her. I was like, bro, but the style of music they do, she hasn't even showcased that on a B-side yet. Like, they haven't even got to it yet. That's what JYP
I think I'm
going to
do, like, an ITZY guide soon or something like that. Because y'all know, you know my favorite girl group right now.
Everglow.
Yes,
sir. Hey, where are they, man?
As far as Ricky or new girl groups, you know, y'all know I love my Blackpink. Come on now. You know Everglow, but ITZY, oh my gosh, that girl group is so amazing.
Powerful.
And it's not and the thing
so
is this.
Young too.
Yeah, exactly, bro. It's like, how are you that young, but you guys dance like fucking vets. And you guys
I hate to say this,
I don't mean this as an insult or a degrading or anything like this, but you guys dance like a boy group, and I hate to say, like, there's a difference between how girls dance between men. I mean, obviously, if you watch a lot of choreos, you know that there are some girl groups that go all out crazy, but most of them just kind of do the cutesy hand gestures and, you know, like the movements and stuff. But like ITZY dance sometimes, like, they're fucking like.
Yeah,
like a boy group, bro. Like they don't got on skirts and heels and shit. You know what I'm saying?
They're probably the second most promising dancing girl group right now.
So they go crazy,
but nobody can see Luna right now. Nobody. Until I see a girl group cover Fire. By BTS.
Oh, I did. You did show me that. And then Luna went crazy.
Cherry Bomb by NCT.
Oh,
and they have more people.
And Cherry Bomb choreo is very hard.
And
very
they have
difficult.
More people for that formation where it's like, that's hard to get into that.
Yeah,
little,
Desi showed me that. And I couldn't believe it when I seen it. I did not know they had that.
Just thinking about it now, I was like, bro. And they just been tucked off somewhere where it's like, but ITZY is a different. They're something
different.
They just came. They just got here. They just got here. How hard did y'all train? I know K-pop trainees train hard, but damn, Yeji, how? Rujin, how? How you do that?
How, bro?
Shaeyoung, how you do that?
I don't know.
Leah, how you be doing that?
I don't know.
I don't know how they do that.
I don't know.
They be doing that, though.
I was going to play like the teaser, but I want, I'm not sure if Desi's going to react to it or not.
Oh, no, I'm not going
to
react to it.
Yeah, so I don't want to play it. Do you want to listen to it?
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Okay.
Why not? Is this coming out soon, right?
I'll play it right now. So they can hear it over the airwaves.
Man, that Joanne.
And if you guys haven't heard it, oh my gosh, dude. Oh my, it's the teaser.
Oh my
God. I know some people, if you don't want to be spoiled, like, I understand. Just fast forward like a minute, just 1 minute. I'm just going to play a little bit. But it's the ITZY teaser. And oh my gosh, it looks so good. All right, let me play. You ready?
Oh yeah.
Here we go.
Is the video?
Oh, it's a video teaser. Yeah, okay, let me show Desi. See. All right, let's play right.
Damn, their style is crazy. Wait.
Huh? What?
That's not Luna on the far right, is it? Wait, let me see.
Okay, wait, okay, Luna? Yeah.
Let's play. Let's see. No, Luna, the ITZY member. She.
Oh, I was like, what are you?
No, L-U-N-A.
Okay. I'm like, what are you talking? All right, bro. Let's play it right now.
Oh, damn, my bias in the middle. Luna got.
Oh.
Luna Center, Luna. Whoa.
Oh my.
Luna Center. Oh, they dancing. That's it? You already know the hook is going crazy, bro. That's going crazy. I want to hear the whole album already. Let me see is the track list up?
That's about to go, bro.
That's gonna go, bro.
Dummy.
They look so tall.
They got on heels.
They look so tall. Yeah, they
That comes out the 17th. What's today? It's the 11th, so it comes out in like 5 days.
Bro, Leah got a gun and baby hair. Look, she got a gun and baby hair.
Yeah.
She is, man. Yeah. Yo, Yeji's hair is just down.
Yeah, I like ITZY. I mess with ITZY.
Yeah, Yeji's.
Get it fucked up. Yeah, my girls is Everglow, homie.
Oh, yeah.
ITZY. Everglow, homie.
Why they got guns? Rujin got a 38.
Let them be. 38 special.
What is this concept? What's the cowboy concept too? Because G-Idol just did that. They did the dum-dee-dum deals on some cowboys.
I still haven't reacted to that.
Man.
No spoilers, please.
Oh, yeah. That is a good song, bro.
Yeah,
they did that. Also, JYP did the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
It's composed by, I don't know, Kobe, I think it says. Who else is on here?
I don't know.
Let me see if they got any.
See, that's what you do. See, so is this what you do? You go to songs and you immediately start looking at producers and writers.
Yeah, I see who wrote the lyrics. See if it's like the same people. Same people who worked with like Wonder Girls or like any other JYP artist.
Mm.
Nope, JYP did that. JYP's been in his bag though, as far as title tracks. This pat, like, you calling my name and then
JYP.
Then
he just released, or he's releasing a song with, or he already released.
Yeah, he just
song.
Dropped it with Soonmi.
Yo, I still gotta listen to it, bro. Like, JYP, I respect it.
A whole CEO, bro.
Yeah,
he is
out here doing his thing.
That
bro.
Man's talented, man. He's
don't sleep on him.
Yeah,
man.
He's came a long way.
You just remember all the memes from the see-through suit.
Hey, JYP.
Jackson's face, right? Just like, oh my God.
JYP was out here.
Was it Jackson's face or was it?
I think it was Jackson. Yeah, Jackson and Bam Bam or somebody.
Okay, somebody. Yeah, I think it was. I think I was just like, bro, it's so
JYP,
funny.
JYP been out here. Him and he was just here producing. Lee So-man from SM. He learned the formula. He was like, went to school out here and then went back to Korea and was like, this is how it's got to go down. But JYP was out here making beats for Mace. JYP was out here producing.
See,
producing,
this is like, I would never know if it wasn't Desi.
You ever heard JYP speak English?
Yeah. I think so.
He sound black.
He do?
Yeah.
Should get out of
here. Bro, JYP.
Why are you capping, bro?
Bro, JYP's.
He sound black.
Bro, JYP 2.0 press conference.
JYP. 2.0. I'm going to just put JYP English.
Bro, he sounds.
Stop capping, bro.
He was in the studio. Sound,
you think anybody who sounds like you? Nah, oh, he black.
Nah, JYP sound like he grew up in Brooklyn with no with no New York accent.
Hold on, bro.
Their own promotional person. They had their own management person. So it was everything was being
JYP
handled
sounds like
inside
the Asian
that task force. And then the artist.
He don't sound black.
That I put
though.
In that task team
But I wish I spoke a tenth as good as he speaks English. I spoke Korean.
Oh yeah, he said that's the Asian.
Hey, when
soul.
Are we gonna do a class, bro? Is there anybody who's listening right now that wants to teach Desi and I how to speak Korean?
We should take an online class.
We should do it online. We should actually learn the Hangul.
Oh, that's the easy part. Is the alphabet?
Yeah, we gotta learn that, bro.
The alphabet's the easy part.
If we learn that, I think at least we'll be able to pronounce words out.
Easy, yeah. And then, like, once you get a little afraid, you remember taking, like, Spanish in school growing up?
Yeah.
I feel like it'll be, like, probably a lot harder, but, like, the learning curve will probably be
all right,
like
actually,
that.
Korean is easier than Spanish.
Really?
Yeah, because Spanish, because, you know, English is hard.
Yeah.
Because, you know, English and Spanish and things like that are, like, we have double and triple meanings for things. Yeah. And we also have, like, where you have to put the I before the E, and we have the whole, you know, there's like different things in English and in Spanish is the same thing. We have like how, like we, like if I was trying to say we in Spanish, I think it's like nosotros. Yeah. But if you're saying it, or like if I say you,
plural
like tú, I can say you. But I think like if you're talking about somebody who's older, it's usted. Because it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I guess it's like that in a lot of languages, but I heard like just English and Spanish is like really, really hard. Like, it's easier to learn Korean.
Spanish was easy for me. When I started trying to learn Korean, when I started trying to learn Korean, it was like, because Spanish was always there when you're growing up. Middle school,
I think Spanish
is
easier for you
English.
Because all your friends was probably Spanish and we, you know, like, we grew up in a Hispanic.
My friend, this is white. Everybody was white.
Bro, you live in California. I'm sorry. You grew up in the Spanish area somehow.
I'm from Orange.
If you watch movies, if you watch anything from my culture, it's black or Spanish, bro. Stop it.
I'm from Orangeville, California. Look up Orangeville. We didn't have
music was you listening to and what movies was you watching, bro?
Oh, black movies for sure.
Right,
yeah,
right. And in every black movie, there's Spanish people.
Yeah, but that's not why it was easy, though. It was just easy because it's like, once you in school growing up, that was like mandatory. Like we had to take
a Spanish class.
Yeah, in Spanish one, they spoon feed it to you. It's easy to. It's
Spanish is not easy, bro. That shit is hard.
In class, like I was passing Spanish. They called me Papi Suave.
Let's talk Spanish right now.
I was mi cumpleaños es Cinco de Mayo.
You only say it. You only know that because that's your birthday.
Yeah, but it's like that's still even then, like if you say it, in Spanish, English. We don't talk half as fast as Koreans or Spanish people. You ever hear two Koreans talk, like when Petey's on the phone or something? Or when you watch a drama? They talk fast as hell.
They talk really fast.
That's why I stopped. I paused on learning Korean. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, they do talk
it's
fast.
It's like when you watch anime subbed. You're like,
but you talk fast too, right? Like right now you're talking fast.
But not, no, bro, but like any, like Korean
nobody
language.
Nobody talks faster than Spanish people though.
No, that makes me dizzy sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, bro, how, especially the news, like Spanish news. We watch this, you're like, what? You just, the picture popped up too quick. I don't even know what is going on. Like
Spanish people talk fast, especially when they're mad. Yeah. You ever had a Spanish girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
I might be dying. You never know. I know all the curse
Puerto
words.
Puerto Rican, Dominican, like.
They go off
on you. They go off on your ass. You can't keep up with that.
I think the thing that'll be harder for me in Korean too is like expression, like the way they say certain things. Because sometimes the way they say certain things, like when they're mad, it doesn't sound like they're mad. The tone that we would use when we're mad in English, or like when they're happy or joking, like the tones are different.
Yeah.
Like with Spanish people, and that goes back to what you just said. Like you've been around Spanish people, we grew up around them and stuff like that, so we kind of know the tones they would use when something's funny or.
I know all the bad words. I know all the bad words. I know all the sexy words.
Yeah.
Like, because I, you know.
You got to
know how to speak the language of love, man.
You
got to
know how to speak the language of love, brother.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
You know, Spanish women taught me a lot growing up.
Yeah, we got it. Oh, most definitely. Shouts out. I ain't going to say your name. Shouts out to you, baby. but we got to learn Korean, man, for sure.
No, we got to learn Korean. Shit. I was going to talk about our unpopular opinion that we got coming up right now.
Mm-hmm.
And because we haven't done one in a while.
Send them in.
And no lie. Go ahead, Desi. You give
send
them
in
what they're supposed to do.
The Brizzy Talk Show at gmail.com. Send those unpopular opinions in. Don't try and make them too long because you know.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. We want to get through a couple.
Don't put
of
your
them,
name
you know
in
now.
It.
Don't put your name in it.
I mean, unless you
want
to get.
Yeah, unless you want the.
People to find you.
Yeah, if you want that. You know how K-pop fans get down. Come on now.
Come on now. I want that for you. I want you to be good.
There's K-pop fans and then the Federal Bureau of Investigation and then the CIA, okay? You're at the top now.
Facts. Yeah. All right.
BrizzyTalkShow@gmail.com, man. Download the Himalaya app. And, you know, download it for free. If you want some premium content, you want to watch this live on video, you know, you know, cup of coffee. It costs you a cup of coffee, you know.
Cup of coffee.
And also, we like Red Bull. Red Bull gives you wings.
Yo, that is an unpaid spot. They're not a sponsor. We want them to be a sponsor.
Yeah.
It's an inside joke. I don't know why that just popped up right now. Red Bull. Oh, we drink Red Bull now in this mode.
You love Red,
yeah. Hey, send that Waterman flavor, baby.
Yeah, man.
You want that? Hate them sponsors, boy.
Yeah, man.
All right. So let's get into this unpopular opinion.
Hey.
Hi, Briss. Hi, Desi.
Hey.
My unpopular opinion is that I think that BTS Blackpink should promote more in South Korea than
dang.
America.
She said, so to my understanding that she believes that.
That's not the end of it, but I'm stopping it there. But go ahead, brother.
She wants the two biggest. The two biggest, as big as it gets.
Yeah.
As far as Korean, let's not forget about Twice, anyone else, but as big as it gets. The top, we should be talking top two. Top two Korean acts, period. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about K-pop or anything, just Korean acts, Asian.
It's an unpopular opinion.
Top two Asian acts.
Yeah.
Should not be promoting as much in Asia, specifically South Korea.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is that what you said?
Or no, should be promoting in Asia, specifically South Korea.
Yeah,
more.
Yeah,
and not as much in the States.
That's
where music is the hub of music. the hub of music. You know, this is where it per se explodes here when you. You know, it's like they say, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere.
If
you can make it in America, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
If Blackpink, who is signed to an American label, why do I sound like Obama?
No, I would. That's why I'm not stopping you, bro.
If Blackpink,
I'm loving it.
If Blackpink,
yeah. If Blackpink and BTS, she wants Blackpink and BTS to. I wonder if
she'll tell us why.
Yeah, she will. But like, I'm just stopping it there so we can get our thoughts off.
Yeah.
And then we can move on. Cause I don't like forgetting stuff because it's kind of longer than 30 seconds, what she was supposed to say. But you know, that's cool. We got time. We owe them a longer podcast anyway.
We do, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
I disagree because, like, you know, in 2017, BTS did try to promote in Korea. South Korea did not really mess with them. Like the fans out there, they had some fans, but they had to come all the way to America to get their fans because there were no fans willing to be part of their fandom
BTS
at that time.
Hating, bro. I'll never forget how they hated on Jungkook's cheeseburgers.
What?
Straight up. He bought cheeseburgers on this Korean show and they just disrespected cheeseburgers and this look just came across his face. It made me just want to...
I feel like this is like a you thing and not a like everybody thing.
No, it's an army thing. It's an army thing for sure.
I'll look in the comments to make sure.
He brought.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He brought everybody cheeseburgers to this TV set.
Okay.
And the whole straight disrespect is cheeseburgers talked about how they. I don't even want to get into it, but y'all know that's part of the reason probably why.
No, BTS, I believe you because I remember that you be knowing them clips. Yeah,
that's why we probably got Bon Voyage and all that stuff. It was like, you know, we'll do our own damn show. Okay. How about we don't send them on no more show? But the BTS.
Sometimes Desi has a lot of information, but sometimes I don't be knowing. Sometimes
BTS.
I just gotta go with the flow.
Yeah, Jungkook went through. I remember the look on his.
You gotta send me that clip. After
he had on a crew neck sweater, I think, and it was young Jungkook too. And he just looked like, dang, I was trying to be nice to y'all, and I'm just gonna disrespect my cheese. I don't even got money like that to be bringing y'all burgers, but I was trying to be nice. And then boom, BTS blows up TVs for what? Yeah. Let me find the clip, bro. I get so mad when I think about that.
I know you gotta finish that pop opinion. All right, hold on.
Yeah,
why
yeah.
you look that up? Why you look that up? All right, let's keep going.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, BTS is now starting to promote their like new singles or whatnot in America, which isn't a problem, you know, because like Jimmy Fallon is great and he makes them feel comfortable and all that great stuff. But not every interviewer does that. And I feel like in South Korea, they know literally everything about BTS or whatnot, you know, like they make it a little bit more entertaining and more interactive and it showcases everybody's personalities more. Like when I.
Okay. So. Okay. I would say this though, right.
Yeah.
From what she's saying about the showcasing, like, yes, you're in your home country.
Yeah. Korean variety shows are way better.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. I would believe so.
They don't. I would say that it's not that they know more about BTS. It's just that a lot of shows out here, they just see the hype that is BTS. So when they get here, they ask some stupid questions. Like, so who?
It's a combination of two things, though. I would say this. I feel like a lot of American interviewers are ignorant to the fact, or they just don't know about, you know, they didn't do the research. You know, they just see the name and things like that, right? But what happens is, even if interviewers do the research and they want to ask questions, not saying this is a big hit doing this, but there's a lot of labels out there that when you ask them questions, that the label will say, no, you can't ask them that question. Yeah. You need to cut that out of the interview. So I will say that happens a lot more often than you think.
I feel like when they say that, they're referring to that time when BTS was going crazy over here in like 2018. It was just back to back.
And they just keep asking them about In and Out.
Yeah, that was like
the same question.
That was like 2 years ago, bro. Yeah. BTS with the Mess was amazing. Jimmy Fallon on BTS is amazing. BTS on Ellen is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like there's been Ryan Seacrest. Like there's been dope. Any interview.
James Corden did an amazing one.
That Zach dude. I forget
his name. Was it James Corden when they did? I think James Corden was good. The game shows are good, but I think she's specifically talking about like getting to know them, right? Yeah. And I would say this to her, right? Like it's a combination. It takes two to tango. You know what I mean? Like if we were talking about having babies, right? It takes a man and a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what I'm saying is yes, they're more comfortable when they're at home with the programs they know, right? They're in a foreign country. But also, you know, because even when I was at the James Corden show, you know what I mean? Of course, you're not going to get all that personality out of them because they're trying to perform a job there. You know what I mean? Like, they want to make sure they don't mess up James Corden show, Jimmy Fallon show. Yeah. That's where they're being the best.
And it seemed like their personality shine through. They played like hide and seek, didn't they?
And I think Jimmy Fallon and James Corden do a great job of trying to make them feel comfortable.
Yes.
It's up to, you know, the interview. It is a pressure on the interviewer to make them help them feel comfortable, but it's also on the group to, you know, actually, you know, show your personality and not be afraid also. It's like it takes two to tango type thing, I think, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they've got to be, the interviewer has to be excited. Like a lot of those interviews from 2018 are like, whatever radio show was hot where they were.
Some of them
like,
hurt, bro.
Yeah, none of them were concerned.
The ones with, like where they at award shows or like.
Yeah, those people are not concerned with BTS. That's the group. That's the K-pop group that's hot right now, right? It's Aren't they the ones who did the AMA? Like, you know what would help BTS in America?
Yeah.
A fucking English song. That would probably help them care a little more. As crazy as that sounds, that'll probably help them.
But
like,
I do see the side like, oh, why do they have to do an English song for these interviewers to do their job and do the research like you're supposed to do?
Oh, it's simple. The answer is as bad as you think it is. With everything in your head right now, that's the answer. Mm-hmm. It sounds bad. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it. We're both thinking it. Yes, that's the answer. As fucked up as it is. Yeah. Does it hurt BTS? Hell no. Hell no, that won't hurt BTS. For them to care because it's an English song and all that. Are they going to ask another stupid question? Hell, they're going to ask a stupid question after the English song. It's not going to be as stupid as the ones before, but it's going to be, what made you decide to do an English song? We're going to get all those dumb questions. Like, so you said, the last time we interviewed you, you said you wouldn't do an English song. What made you do this one, RM?
If somebody asked that dumbass question,
it's good. They're gonna. It's that dumb question.
If they asked. I don't think that's gonna happen.
It's not gonna come from.
If somebody does, I mean, you kind of need to get your ass.
Yeah, it's not gonna come from the ones. It's not gonna come from the interviewers that we like so far, though. I feel like it'll come from like another one of those one offs where it's like, oh, this is that big network had this person who probably.
I just remember their best interviews have always been. There's one dude who always he wore a pink sweater. I think he has like white dude frizzy hair, like really frizzy hair. And then there was another interview he's with like a really fit black dude.
Yeah, with the one Jimin liked.
The one the thighs. And I think those are to this day, those are their best interviews. And I think their best game challenges in America so far have been Jimmy Fallon and James Corden.
Definitely, That those two shows are for sure. Those are the best ones. But I feel like this next time, like, this is going to literally change. They have a full English song. All them damn boys know English now. I know for sure. Mm. These Sugar and Jungkook especially, they speak English. Jin, everyone else, like, they know a lot more than they did the last time. It's been a while. And Big Hit and K-pop in general, all this stuff is, like, premeditated way back. They been knew they was gonna drop this English song probably.
Of course. So I mean, like, because they had to have known that, because when, like, back to what she was saying, like, back you know, when it was coming to the whole, hey, they should promote more, and they tried that, Korea was like, no, we have EXO at this, because this is You know, yeah. They was like, no, we have EXO. These are our guys. We think they're cool. They're nice, but that, mm-hmm. they're not it. I remember those interviews. Like people try to forget and act like I was crazy for talking shit about it. But look how we are now. So they came over here. International fans blew BTS up. I'm gonna keep saying that. Not South Korean fans. And I don't care if somebody get mad at me about saying that. Yes, we're all one and wins, but like, let's not get it twisted. iARMY blew BTS up. You know what I mean? Y'all killed it on iARMY. Y'all did that on social media for them. And I mean, it is what it is. I'm gonna keep that real because 100. I remember when they was getting in South Korea, they was getting interviewed and they were just talking shit about BTS. But anyway,
that's what the clip, the damn clip. He rejected Big Cook's burgers. I bet you he wants some burgers from bro. Look at this damn
bro. The fans can't see it, bro. You're just showing me.
They know.
There's no way I can add this in the clip now, bro.
Nah, they know already.
They know
this happened, bro. They know that Jungkook's looking around. He's like, yo, I got y'all some burgers. Look, I brought you guys some burgers. They rejected his burgers. That's what happened, basically. He brought burgers. No. They rejected him. They talk crap. Snap.
This is a thing.
Yeah, this is like, I've seen
and
this.
He has like a whole bag.
Yeah, this is throwback. Like,
oh, no.
Big Hit wasn't even balling like that.
He's
back
pointing
then.
At him. Like, what is this kid doing?
Like, what are these burgers? Like, these look old. These look dusty. These look nasty, whatever the hell. Disrespected him. Look at his face, bro. He is so awkward. That moment is so awkward. Like, bro.
Yeah, all right. Because they can't see it, so I don't want to keep watching it. But, I've never seen that clip.
Bro,
that's crazy.
Every time I think about it. Oh,
makes
man.
You mad. All right, let's keep going.
First became a K-pop fan way back in Mic Drop era.
Oh, okay.
I started to watch variety shows that they were on so that I can like put names to faces first off and to get to know their personalities.
Yeah.
And that's how I got into like GOT7 too, because like GOT7 was like hilarious.
Yes.
You know how they act in
I feel like GOT7 moments are like really
They're one of like that's like one of the funniest groups. When I first started this, I was watching a lot of GOT7.
Yeah.
Korea's like way different than how they act in America, and I feel like K-pop idols feel like they need to act different in America, but they can definitely showcase themselves, and they don't always have to be thinking about like what they have to say in English or how to put these words together so that the interviewer can understand me. Like, I just feel like they are way more comfortable in South Korea with their promotions because they're comfortable with these people, and
she has good points.
Hosts and interviewers are just way more interactive because they know like BTS since way back when, since when they would go on those variety shows mm-hmm. when they were younger and stuff. Like, they just know more. And America, like, don't get
okay. Before she finishes off, because it's almost over, thoughts?
She has good points for sure. For sure, it's like you're in a home country, you're gonna be excited. That's like anybody. That's like a Canadian interviewer.
But don't you think it's just probably like a language barrier thing?
It's a language barrier, but that's why I don't think
how
the personalities.
How can I make jokes with the interviewer if you don't know my language?
Yeah, and the personality, I don't think it changed too much. It's like, yo, I don't speak that good of English. J-Hope, nothing changes with J-Hope when he comes over. He's still.
And that's what I think.
I like Sprite. Right? He's just like, I know the English that, I know what I like.
J-Hope is always trying to give you that
good energy.
Yeah, I get it. Like, when you're at home, you speak the same language, you can get more jokes off. You know, I might, if I'm telling you a joke, Desi, you might get a joke about that. I make a reference to Friday the movie or something.
But
if they're trying to make a joke and they're trying to make a joke to like some K-drama that I never watched, like, they can't make that joke because of the language barrier, or they probably feel like I've never watched that K-drama. So I mean, it's not that's just a natural thing, you know what
I'm saying?
Like, what would happen? That's why I think, like, they should be getting interviewed. Why? I think what should happen.
Let's talk about it.
No, yep. I think what should happen is if they want to get interviewed, they should actually get people who know them.
Yep.
You know, I'm not saying like people like me or Desi.
Yeah.
But
even if not, there are ARMYs here that like
there are ARMYs
non-Koreans that speak Korean because of BTS.
There are there are people who are like way high profile. Like, why Big Hit should just call up like, hey, John Cena, can you just come do an interview for E, or come do an interview for this red carpet event and ask the boys where they, you know, because we know you're a big fan. There's like the wrestlers, there are like politicians, there are like there's a bunch of people who are ARMY and I'm not even talking about like YouTubers. There are like, people just out professionals, like directors of movies, yeah. and like there are a bunch of people that Americans can relate to. Singers,
yeah.
There are a lot of people. Hey, Ariana, could you come ask BTS for 5 questions?
Please,
for,
like,
and,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be people like you and I, but people who are do respect ARMY, do respect K-pop, do respect idols. You know what yeah. I mean? And know something about it. You know what I mean? That they could. Yeah, branch out least, to instead of getting these people who know nothing about them.
Yeah, at least someone with a certain level of understanding. Like,
right.
And on top of that, like, I don't think these networks or anyone knows just how powerful and supportive ARMY is of certain things. Like, if y'all just went and got, like, 1-2 ARMY, that one speaks Korean, maybe one doesn't speak Korean, they both know enough about BTS to interview BTS, y'all don't think that would be good for international fans that aren't fans of K-pop or just music fans that aren't fans of K-pop? And BTS fans and your ratings for your company.
Like
that
was, sometimes I feel like bruh, these upper management people just have no effing clue sometimes.
No, like they don't know like how.
Why? They, why did you think this would be?
They, you know. Do you know that this is? Do you know that? That what are you? Y'all probably still listen to the Beatles or something like that up there. Know. All them people up there probably still listen to the Beatles. They have
or they have like some traditional way of doing
they
things.
They have no clue that clue. Drake and BTS are out here going crazy with these numbers and these records and all this.
Why hasn't
stuff.
There been like a Drake collaboration?
I don't know because they've taken the picture already. I know they know.
Why hasn't that happened?
Always wonder why there hasn't been a
there's already the J-Hope dancing to Drake's thing.
Yeah.
They taking a
put
picture.
Put them in the video.
Huh. There's a lot of let's finish this out. Yeah,
there's been a lot. I always wonder where it was. There was no Post Malone collaboration, no Drake collaboration, especially with like NCT 127 and Drake. That was like they seen his dad at the airport, and Drake's dad followed.
Oh,
him.
For real?
Yeah, Drake's dad just followed him on Instagram.
That's crazy. Like, yeah. I never knew that.
It was so random, bro. I was like, why hasn't that happened yet? Like, Mark's from Canada.
I don't know, man. I guess everybody start hopping on the wagon when I don't know when. Like, if you haven't hopped on now, like
yeah, by this damn. English song will be because it's gonna be literally BTS is big. Like they're already when people say like oh only, K-pop people go oh BTS when this English song drops I'm like oh that's BTS.
They're the same people.
Oh, that's they was at the they did the awards. They was oh wow. Okay, they got an English song. This kind of hit.
Yeah.
That's the start of hopefully, a whole new wave.
Hopefully, like, man. Hopefully. I'm crossing my fingers, man.
The prophecy
you know, we
will
got
be
these
fulfilled.
Antis out here. But anyway, let's finish this out. Let me see.
Yes, sir.
Me wrong. We love it when they come to America, but when they come to America, they be asking, like, is your album in English? Like, really, homie, they from South Korea. What do you mean they?
That's facts. She's speaking facts.
The dumbest question.
She's speaking facts. She is talking nothing. The truest truth ever told.
Yeah, she low-key went off. She popped off
hey,
the show.
She had to do that. She had to
oh, no, I want to hear that again.
Yeah.
Really, homie?
Yeah.
When they come to America, they be asking, like, is your album in English? Like, really, homie, they from South Korea.
Yo, I felt that.
In English. Like, they just ask you the dumbest question. And I don't know, like, the interviews just go pretty dumb to me in America.
Nah, I agree.
And in South Korea, they are just invested in, they want you to have fun on their show, and they want you to show your personality more in South Korea in their variety shows. So my unpopular opinion is that
oh, now we're just getting to the
I thought it was
no, that was, it's only 9 seconds left.
Oh, okay.
Opinion is that I think that promoting in South Korea is just a bit better than America.
Hmm.
I agree, but I just know I have a strong, it just won't happen because they don't need to anymore.
Yeah.
They already have how many damn variety content shows of their own that Big Hit puts out. They got a movie coming out again, and they got, the only thing left to do for them is to drop this damn English song.
Hands down. Hands down, without a doubt, their promotion in America does leave a lot of room, you know, for improvement, I would say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do think there are things that, like, they could have done. I'm not saying Big Hit. To a degree, but like I think there are things that I don't know, man. I think they should just, I understand, like, I don't know, maybe is that a disrespectful thing to be like, hey, your interviewer doesn't know anything about them. You think we can can we get somebody here that actually knows something about them that would give them actual good questions?
The proper interview, because I know y'all see
is that
these
a disrespectful
comments.
Thing? You know?
No. ARMY, Big Hit sees these comments under these weak ass interviews.
Yeah. Like, I mean, of course you don't want to, like, not James Corden or Jimmy or anything like that, but I'm just saying some of these interviewers that just, like, I don't want to diminish their job, but just get somebody who's experienced. You know, if you don't have anybody who's experienced in K-pop, why don't you freelance somebody? Go hire somebody for that
day. There are armies who will do that job for free.
Yeah.
And social distance while they do that. And they don't
even got to be an influencer or a YouTuber or an actor or a singer. Just somebody who's knowledgeable.
Someone who really knows BTS. And it's not hard. You could literally go to their Twitter or their Instagram and you could see.
Find somebody.
That's the easiest resume. You could go to an army's, go to a fan account.
Get somebody who's what do you call it? Is it broadcasting major or whatever? Communications major who does things like that and they're a fan of K-pop.
That'll
like,
do, yeah.
Just get somebody like that and pull them out of college.
Every company, every radio station,
for a day.
Or whoever.
That's all we need. If we just for a day, we pay you this much. Ask, you know, can you come up with some engaging questions for a K-pop idol?
Yeah,
that's
they
it.
Need
do
to
that.
Do it. They need to do a. They need to hire someone like that. Billboard has Jeff Benjamin. He does all the K-pop articles and it covers everything K-pop over there. Him, and I think, is another person too. But like, a lot of those bigger outlets need that. Like a radio show, it'd help a radio show if a radio show is like, yo. We have a special guest interviewee who's a super army, big army fan.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have them interview BTS and stand in for the day or whatever. That's all y'all need. Now, guess what? Now it's stand 101 point whatever the hell. Because y'all did the right thing.
Yeah.
Like, y'all did the right thing. Y'all have more listeners than you ever had during that interview. More support than ever. Because you did it right. Like,
crazy.
That's all you got to do.
Right. And I've seen it time and time. I've seen these huge idols sit down with somebody and do an interview and, like, it'll get numbers because it's them, right?
Yeah.
But I've seen them sit down with like people who are don't even have half the recognition of who they sat down with
at
the big corporation. But it has way more views with a smaller interview because a smaller interviewer knew what questions to ask, how to interact with them.
They
you know what I mean? It just went off way better. You know. But yeah, man. Hey, I hope you guys enjoyed this longer K-pop because we owed you guys.
We did
a longer K-pop, a
couple of minutes
K-pop, a longer podcast, you know. And we promised that we did that for you. You know what
yes, sir.
So it's here. Des, you got anything for him, man? Before we head out, before you hit this outro, fam.
Drink water or red. I mean, just drink water. You hear me?
And, respect women.
Cherish women. You know.
Cherish women. Sorry.
And you know, download the Himalaya app. It is $3.99 unless you want to see the video version of this. It's the cost you a cup of coffee, you know.
Cup of coffee. On the premium side, man. You can comment down there. I try to respond. Desi never responds in the comments.
I know. I try to respond again.
I try to respond in the comments. I see what y'all putting down in there, man. So if you're on the premium side, in the community, the little tab, whatever thing, we appreciate that, man. We responding in there, and yeah, man, we're gonna hit this outro, bruh. You ready?
Let's go.
Yeah. Yo,
fam, flowing kind of tight.
Yeah,
low like dynamite. Fam,
yeah,
it's feeling kind of right.
Uh-huh.
Out of mind, out of sight. Yo, fam.
Okay.
Haters can't see me.
See you.
I think the haters wanna be me.
Be you.
You know, fam, I'm the flyest.
Uh-huh.
Fam, you should try this.
Yeah.
Just something real light.
Real light.
Don't gotta put a fight.
No fight.
You don't even know my plight.
No plight.
Shine bright like a light, yo, fam.
Like a diamond.
That was a perfect ad-lib to end it.
Oh, man. All right, y'all, man. We love y'all, man. We'll catch y'all in the next one. Peace.